life is pretty darn good for TFC these days as they remain the top of the table in the Eastern Conference of MLS. Dan Riccio doing the updates today and coming in to talk to us about this TFC team. Dan, thanks very much for being with us. Boy, we spent so much time, you and I and everybody who has talked TFC in the last decade, over what's wrong with them and what the moves they make. This season has just been so far pretty much pretty good for TFC, is it not?
Yeah, it's been wild, Raj. And there's times when, you know, the couple of losses they've had against Columbus and the other one against New England, especially New England, it was a schedule loss as much as anything else, where the games were ramping up. They had players off on international duty. There is hardly any performances that TFC has had this year, and they've played a lot of games here in the first 3 or 4 months of the season. There's hardly any that you would say, man, they just didn't have it tonight. And there's more often than not games like Friday in that kind of revenge match against New England where they're playing two matches in 3 days. Josie Altidore and Drew Moore starting both of those matches and playing 90 minutes in each of them, and maybe were the TFC's two best players in the win on Friday night. But they're just gutsy. And I know so much gets talked about as culture in sports, Raj. And, you know, more than anything, and talking about this with various people down at the TFC grounds, and even when we had the pregame show against DC United and talking to Tim Bezbachenko, but what this team has done in recent years is just bring in a type of winning mentality. And I think there's no other player that has done that more so than the captain, Michael Bradley.
Well, without question. And Bradley has been a force here and has bought into it and has elevated the franchise to another level. And Dan, you're right. We can't talk about culture enough. It's one of the things, the old joke in hockey is goaltending is 75%. And when you don't have it, it's 100%. If you've got a strong culture, how important is that to a team? Oh, it's worth 50%. When you don't have it, it's 100%. You know what I mean? We talk about it when it's not there, but we should talk about it when it is there. Resiliency, depth, the team buying in, stable coaching, all of the problems they had in the first 7-8 years of this franchise don't exist anymore.
No, they don't. And you know, like they talk about how deep this team is, and it gets back to Bradley. And you know, one thing that TFC management will tell you about with Bradley is just, you know, when he's at the Kia training ground, when he's around the team, he just demands a higher level from all those who walk into the training grounds and who walk into the dressing room and the locker room and anything like that. He expects you to bring 100% every single day that you're wearing that shirt and you're within the club and you're doing things the right way. And It sounds cliche, it sounds corny even at times, but you know, you see the way he is, how intense he can be as a player and as a person, and you feel that emanating off of him. And I think you see it in the young players that are at TFC when they've had opportunities this year. Most of them have taken their chance. Raheem Edwards, a couple of years ago, he's playing for Sheridan College, and all of a sudden he's been one of the stars of the early season for TFC. Jonathan Osorio has lost playing time to guys like Marky Delgado and Jay Chapman over the last, you know, little bit, because when these guys are getting opportunities to come into the squad, they want to make an impression and they want their own playing time. And that's something you didn't see in years past. And I feel that all comes from this culture, and it's, you can't really quantify it all that much than just saying it does make a difference. But it really feels like the more you are around the club that type of thing has come into play the last couple of years.
Without question, there's no doubt sports is more than an Excel spreadsheet. You're so right about that, Dan. Challenge now, though, in addition to Canadian Championship and what have you, is 3 straight road games coming up. Maybe talk a little bit about that. We've talked about how successful this team has been at home, and you look at the last 3 home games in particular, of course, 5-0, 2-0, 2-0 says it all. On the road, especially that game in New England, was one of the few ugly points of the season. How important are these games coming up against FC Dallas, Orlando City, and New York City, even though they're separated by a bit of a league break?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, because I don't think we yet know what the squad is going to look like, Raj, for these games either. From what I know, Tuesday's the Canadian Championship final against Montreal, and it's going to be a near sellout at BMO. It should be a great night. Another real story as part of that rivalry. But the MLS games to follow, I don't know how many players are going to be available, because the Gold Cup, Canada's calling up anywhere between 4 and 7 players from TFC for the Gold Cup. So you're losing a huge chunk of your squad, not to mention Josie Altidore and Michael Bradley, probably off with the U.S. team. And Armando Cooper's already been called into the Panama side for the Gold Cup. So they're going to have those two games against FC Dallas and Orlando. And I can't tell you who's going to be on the team, Raj. You know, I can't tell
talk about a test of the depth those two games will be.
Right. And, you know, so I can't, it's hard to say what kind of lineup TFC will have. And there's a reason why, you know, MLS does still play on international breaks often, and it's a big sticking point with a lot of fans in the league. But it's the way that the schedule is set up. And TFC has found a way to get most of the international break weeks off so that they're not playing games without Josie Altidore and Michael Bradley all that often. They've done a good job of making that work. But for the Gold Cup, you can't really do that. So those two games, July 1st and July 5th, there are scenarios where Josie and Michael do play, but for the most part, there's going to be quite a few players missing. And you can say the same for other teams and for Dallas and Orlando, but I just don't think there's any other team in MLS that would suffer as many international absences as TFC would.
It has all been about the MLS schedule, but we alluded to the fact that Tuesday night, when the game is there, people can say what they want about it. It's Montreal, it's Toronto, it's a big game.
Yeah, and it's wild how much this this rivalry has come along, Raj, in the last couple of weeks or last couple of seasons. And maybe it's just that one game in November at BMO Field. It's raining, winner goes through to the MLS Cup final, and all the circumstances that went into that match, it ends up being a 5-2 victory for TFC, and the aggregate scoreline came into play. It was, you know, I've talked to people, and they've said it's one of the greatest sporting memories they will ever have in this city, just being in that stadium on that night and the feel that you got out of that crowd. And that's what builds rivalries, big games. And TFC have had that against Montreal the last couple of seasons. And this one, Tuesday night, expecting a near sellout at BMO, and TFC is going to put out basically their full squad. They want to win another Canadian championship. They want to be contending in CONCACAF Champions League play, and you only get there if you win the Canadian title. So it's going to be a big, big game, and I think both teams are really going to be going for it.
Well, and I would especially think Montreal as well, because they are not enjoying the same kind of season, to say the least. The TFC is. They're at the bottom of the table, and finally, I know we got about 2 minutes you got to go, but are we seeing some separation now? I mean, TFC and Chicago a point apart. New York City 5 points back of TFC, but now a bit of a drop-off, even though TFC, Chicago, and New York have games in hand on Orlando City, Columbus, and Atlanta. Usually the standings are so tight, Dan, but right now it looks like we got a little separation, no?
Yeah, some cream rising to the crop, I would say, with TFC and Chicago, certainly. For TFC, for how good their record has been, you would have hoped that they have at least more than a one-point cushion, but Chicago's been every bit as good. There's the last time an MLS team had 2 points per game through an entire season was the 2005 San Jose Earthquakes. Both Chicago and TFC right now are ahead of that mark. So it's incredible how strong these two teams have been. And I didn't expect Chicago to be this good. They have shown it. They won 4-0 yesterday. New York City FC has been darn good themselves, and I expected them to be TFC's biggest challenger in the East. Outside of that, I think it's going to be a dogfight for those final three spots in the Eastern Conference. And I predicted Montreal wasn't good enough at the beginning of the year, and they haven't shown me any reason to think otherwise so far.